Well, I was going to say, though, the Barstool video, the FPVerse, we really do have a good feel on the videos that people are looking for. And I think a lot of these 18-hole videos, they just play better.
We got Brandt Snedeker coming up.
Yeah, that'll be
That's
great.
That's a great one. He was awesome.
The pizza challenge. We ordered extra large. What was it? 20 inches?
To be honest with you, FP, every time we order pizza, he takes it down a pie.
That pizza, that was huge.
It was a big boy.
Huge pizza.
Was it good?
It was actually good.
That helped. It was terrific.
It was good.
The face mash.
Face mash was a great one too.
What's a face mash?
I don't know if that was real. That was the Mark Zuckerberg thing.
Yeah, that was that was real. It was a game that you could play on Facebook.
That was real?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I
remember
the
early days of Facebook before you guys probably ever went on. You could only go on by putting your university or college like that you were connected.
That was the OG Facebook.
Yeah, that was, and I was like, what is this? It was like a chat for, I'm making myself sound very old now, so I'm going to stop.
No, but we were around with the MySpace and all.
Did you use like MSN Messenger?
Yeah, I was there for that.
No, we use AOL, AIM Messenger.
I never use that.
MSN.
There's ICQ? No, what about ICQ?
No, not ICQ.
Wait, ICQ and MSN, MSN Messenger.
The handheld?
No, he's talking about when you would come home from school and you'd log on
dial
your computer
up
to
the computer down.
AOL was AOL. It then, yeah, for
correct.
Sure.
See,
yeah.
I was MSN Messenger, and then you could like you could put your title, like what you're doing for the day, like a notification, or like you could put a wave.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Those even, chats used to go off.
You know what I was big on, and there's rumors that they're bringing it back. I don't know how it would work. I used to be big on Vine.
Really?
It's coming back?
Yeah, there was rumors about it coming back.
I don't think
apparently, I think
even...
Elon Musk wants to bring it back.
What was it like? There were like little videos, like little snippets.
Oh, yeah.
I never went on there.
Was posting so much on Vine all the time.
What's it called? The Paul brothers started on
a lot
on
of
Vine,
people
no?
Yeah, a lot of people lot were of people ripping
did.
On Vine.
The problem with Vine was it eventually became the same five people always on the homepage.
Really?
Regardless of who you were following, it was the same five guys. The guy who would do cool things with CGI, he would always like make... Remember that guy at all?
No.
And then it was just like four comedians, and it was the same four people, and I was like, this is getting old, but
the only,
I wish I could have found you.
Yeah, we'd be here a lot sooner,
sure.
Bob. We would be here. I would have pulled you out from the mud a whole lot sooner there,
Bob. You know the first time that we hung out, the three of us, at my pool at the place at San Villa Vicente?
No.
You don't remember that?
I remember the first time meeting, Bob.
We went in the pool, we were hanging out, and then I introduced you to Bob, and we were all just shooting the shit.
I don't think that was the first time we all hung out, though. I think we hung out a third stop before that.
I don't remember.
I kind of remember this day. And we were getting trashed in the pool.
Yeah, in the pool.
Yeah.
We were getting
fun.
A little liquored up. But
yeah.
But I remember Bob came by too. And I was like, you got to meet this guy. He's from Philly, but he's a Jersey guy and he's great and this and that. And then we did third stop a few times. And then that's when Bob started catching on to you.
Yeah,
you
I think
did
it was
Stephen
a little
A impression.
And Stephen A impression was great.
Yeah,
Stephen A impression.
A couple good outings at Third Stop.
Do you remember when he left us at his apartment?
Sure do. Sure, you didn't want me to leave at night. It was me and
you
Pop,
were there all day.
You went to work, and me and Pop were off that day, so we were just in your apartment, and we watched football the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
We started at maybe 11 a.m. and it was like 8, 9
p.m. He was
PM.
There when I got back.
I know, and
he
I said
watching
to him,
reruns of The Office.
I was like, all right, I'm going to head out now. He's like, you're headed out? I'm like, yeah, dude. We just sat here for 14 fucking hours. Yeah, I'm headed out.
For whatever reason, I don't think we really bonded during that day.
No?
No, that's terrible, man.
I remember the day that we did bond.
What day?
There was a day where we were playing golf, the three of us together, and you left halfway through, and then me and you ripped a zippy, and we played golf, and I feel like that's when we started hitting a stride.
That is true. When we really started catching our groove was when we started hanging out outside of Joe, and that's nothing against you. That's just...
Right.
No. That's nothing against you. It's just we always were middled in through you.
Sure.
I used
we
to always leave early from everything because I had to go to work.
Yeah.
Sucks.
You worked like a dog.
Look at you now.
Now people want me to leave.
Now
early.
You
stick around. It was like the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza would always leave on a high note and people wanted to have him like stay for more. I don't know. Yeah, no, the work days, man.
I always go back into the archive and look at those hotel days ones and like... you always think, anytime you always think that those were the glory days. In reality, we'll look back on this.
2019 was a glory. That was a glorious year.
It really was. It really was.
That was a wonderful year.
Not to say that we're not having a ball now, but I do look back at the Four Seasons time, and I really, really appreciate it. I always tell you, if you gave me, as much as I wouldn't trade this for now, but if you gave me and you said, okay, we're going to have that same roster.
Yeah, we had Poppy, a good roster.
The International Carpool Joe, and you guys got to go work at the Four Seasons for a month, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Not a month. You'd do maybe 3 days.
I'd be a little sick of it come week three, but I really would. I would agree to that for sure.
I wasn't having a wonderful time.
What is that, Pop? Just in general?
When working at the Four Seasons?
Yeah.
There were good days and bad days. There's a lot more bad days.
There was a couple times where you would have thought he's having a real good. It's like, this guy's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then it went poorly. But you guys hung out a lot, and it seemed like some of those videos, like of you guys betting, like in the office when you guys were betting on, like, yeah, that looked like a ball. I was just wasn't there for that.
Well, those videos always hit. Yeah. And I actually wonder sometimes, like, if you go back, like, in your phone, like, I don't know how far back you can go. Oh. Like, sometimes I search for old videos, and, like, I'll find something, and I'll be like, oh, my God. And it's not even, it's, like, post-worthy. It's just, like, it just takes you back. Because we used to, I think, 2019, I think there was a time where I saw Bob every day for, like, a year.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a day that we were like, unless I was going somewhere or something was happening. I was over at your sweatbox of an apartment.
Oh,
we were watching college basketball, or you'd come over to my place. Like it was a great time. And like, I posted a couple of videos on my IG this last week, and it's just like old shit from you waking me up, remember, and telling me that we're going to fucking tee off like later in the day. You wake me up at like 6 a.m. I'd been working like crazy. We'd go get bagels, but it was like the start of something pretty
epic. The hours you put in was actually like when I went to go work, I was just shooting the shit. It was like being in a locker room. Like it just didn't. I remember me and D. Willie Smooth, who was my boss, the other manager, we just had a deal where he would do all the back end stuff, like the scheduling and stuff like that, and I would just go out and just shoot the shit and just, but yeah.
You were good at that.
That was one thing I was good at. That was why it was always going to be hotels.
When I look back and I see that, and then I like now like think about like how crazy this has gotten, like we didn't know Perez back then.
No.
Like it's crazy. It was just like, overnight, it seems like that was like 15 years ago. Really wasn't that long ago. Like 2019, 2020, that's like less than 5 years ago. Like that's crazy.
You know what scares me though, like looking back on it, is, and people say it all the time, but it really is true. Time scares the shit out of me because I don't want to die. I really don't.
It's going
to
happen, Bob.
I think I got a lot more to give, and it just goes so fucking fast. And then all those moments that you have, they're kind of like a blur. Like looking back to the Four Seasons, we had a ton of moments, but you can only really remember a certain amount of moments. You don't remember.
My memory is getting worse by the day.
You think so?
Oh, I can't remember what I did last week. It's bad. It's I'm getting older. My memory's dwindling, but
don't you think there's going to be a time where you don't want to give anymore though, where you're like, enough? Don't you think like after 20 more years of this, you're going to be, I'm done giving now. And I don't even give that much, but I could
giving,
be enough.
I'm still giving.
Sure, got to. Can't stop, but I can see a time easily where I wouldn't want to do that. You're a different cat though. You like, you're schmoozer, you're charming, you like the gift of gab, you like that stuff. So maybe you could do it.
But do you mean from a content perspective?
Yeah, I guess I do mean that.
Yeah.
Like, well, isn't there a time where you
Bob's going to be on Instagram like till you're walking 90? With a cane and having a fucking phone in his hand? What's the deal with these kids nowadays?
He's in the mirror. Yeah.
In front of him? The mirror's like completely covered in dust.
Damn, that's sad, man.
Holding up another painting.
That's really sad.
That back there was Bob to sports back in the day. The boys got around together and played some golf.
I mean, I don't think, obviously, I'm sure there will come a time, but I just don't ever see it because it's such a rut. Good. Like, I
you're,
need
you're
it.
Young. You're 30 years old. You talk about
31.
Time like, okay, 31. You talk about time like you're 50. Like, you are 7 years younger than me. I got 7 years on you.
Yeah, but you're young at heart. It's a little bit different.
You always say that, but I'm
still... And you've also been 37 years old for the past 10 years, which is...
You used to be 10 years younger than him. Now you're only 7. Yeah, yeah. This guy's staying still.
Me and Poppy have a bit where Joe has been 37 years old since we've known him. He's never changed that age. Well, every time I ask him...
turned 38 this year.
Yeah, but it was like 37, 38. You'll never hit 39.
It's true. So I was thinking about this the other day because for your wedding, I was thinking like something I might say as a speech or something. And I was like, wow, I actually met Joe in 2016, which was 8 years ago, which means you were 30 when I met you?
Yeah.
31? I don't think you were. I don't think you were, but I guess you were. That's crazy. You feel like you've been the same guy you haven't changed much.
Well, that's good. I don't want to, hopefully, if I change, it's only for the better, but yeah, I know. Well, there's going to be a time where we're going to celebrate my 40th birthday. That's going to happen.
A rager. The 50th is going to be an absolute.
Can we just, let's get to 40 first before.
I'm excited to hear... At Joe's wedding, like his friends tell stories about him.
Bear's old speech is ready already.
Yeah, I really, really look forward to that. And like, you know, the parents coming up, like, oh, I remember Joel, Misty.
Bob's gonna corner my parents in the side of the room and just ask questions.
Yeah, I got a lot. I got a lot for them. I really do.
Well, you've already done that a little bit when we went to visit, didn't you? Or did you not feel like you had the right amount of time with them?
Yeah, I would have liked more time for sure. I mean, but I would love to sit down. I would have so many questions for them about
like what?
Them. Raising you, like what you were like, what their thoughts of everything were, and when you said that you were gonna do this full time, and you're one of the most just fascinating human beings that have ever crossed. I mean, is that not true, Pop? It's like, no. Will you ever meet another Joey D?
No. I've got a lot more questions about how much of a liar you were.
I was quite a big liar for a while.
Your dad told this story about how you would just be like, he'd be like, Joe, did you finish your homework? And you'd be like, yeah. He's like, are you sure you finished your homework? And you're like, yeah, Dad, I finished. And then you'd start getting aggressive the way you can do it. And then he's like, if I go down there and I check it, and you'd be like, Dad, go down and check it. It's finished. And then he'd start going down, and you'd be like, no, I didn't do it. I didn't.
No, I actually said, I think there's something wrong with the computer. The files must have gotten deleted or something. I don't know.
But you know
maybe
what?
Maybe I didn't save it or something.
Just lie until there was no more room.
He still does it.
Yeah, he does.
My dad said I used to lie so much I'd believe my own lies.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
I think you do too.
That's he was a sign of a sociopath.
When we were doing the pizza challenge, which we'll get into, he was in a bunker, and he just fucked this bunker up, man. Just fucked it up. And he gets out of the bunker. He didn't rake it. I was like, Joe, rake the bunker. He's like, I was going to do it after I putt, Bob. I'm like, Joe, no, you weren't, man. Like, who are we kidding? You know what I mean? That's Joey D.
When you get to a point with him where there's no more, he's completely backed Smirks. Up against the wall, he does that
he's
smirk.
He's the smirk,
and
for
that's
sure.
When you know, like, I got him.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen often, but you can get him.
When we were doing the Brilliantly Dumb Show, one of my favorite clips is he was talking about, he was trying to explain to us that Vancouver is like renowned to Chinese food. You remember this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to read it from Google. And he goes to Google, and you could tell that the first sentence he read was from Google, but then he just rambles on about the Chinese. And we're like, wait, Google didn't say this. And we're like, Joe, did they say that? And he kept denying it. And then we went in and he just gave that little smirk.
It was world renowned, is what he said.
World renowned.
It is world renowned.
But Google did not say that.
Google did not say that.
This is some kind of variation. Actually, you know what was a funny clip? I was watching the last Bob to Sports episode.
All right, folks. After missing putt after putt after putt and fairway after fairway after fairway, I like to go home and enjoy something real special. Gin. Not just any gin. Stratosphere gin. Versatile and gets the job done. Stratosphere Gin's been in the golf world for some time right now, and they've been doing it right. So go ahead, fire over to Instagram, show us your favorite mixes with hashtag BobDoesGin. We want to see what you're drinking, because I know when I come home exactly what I'm drinking. BobDoesGin. Let's see it in the hashtag Stratosphere Gin forever.
Perez versus Grant, which if you haven't watched it,
awesome.
It's an epic match and a really good golf. By the way, you know, on a separate note, it's kind of tough to say. People say, how about we do this more good golf with just Bob and Joe commentating? And it's kind of an eye-opener that, you know, like maybe that's just – that's just where we're always going to reside, is just within the commentating world, because we're just not good enough.
Even when we get invited to stuff, so many people will be like, you know, will you commentate? Like, I don't mind doing it. I don't mind commentating.
You love it. There's no pressure. Yeah. You sit back and you enjoy it. But there's a moment in that episode where, you know, we're talking about the accidents, and you could see you're like talking. I see something. You're like, and you just start cracking up. You're like, that's not true. And then you go to Perez, and Perez says something like, what would you say, like, it's an accident? What would you say if you got it, like, thrown from your car? I'd say I was in a collision.
Yeah, to preface that, I was saying that you're a terrible driver, and you said that you haven't been in an accident in, like, 15 years.
I don't know if I'm
that
bad a driver. I think I had a couple bad experiences with you guys, which I'll put my hand up on that, but it tainted it. But I think I used to drive you everywhere all the time, and it was never a problem. It was like those long drives after golf a couple times that I got sleepy, and I fell asleep while I was driving.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
But that, don't you understand that that's an extremely dangerous quality of falling asleep?
Right, Joe. Yeah, but that doesn't happen often.
But all it takes is one, Joe.
When we drive in the inner city stuff, like, my driving's been impeccable.
That's a lot of people do. Like, if you tell somebody that they're a bad driver, they'll be like, how many times have you driven? I driven you and we haven't gotten into an accident. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, all it takes is.
Sure. But we haven't ever been in an accident.
It's one. Yeah, but that was funny. In that video, you were like, I haven't been in an accident in like 10, 15 years. I was like, right outside the Four Seasons, a couple of years ago, you got into one. He's like, yeah, but it wasn't my fault. I was like, yeah, but Joe, that's an accident. All right. Well, as you could see, you got the three boys here. What are they calling?
Yampa Bay.
Yaman is in Tampa at a bachelor party. FP is roaming the grounds in Louisville. He's been at the major championship. It's one of those weeks for Perez where, like, you just hear from everybody, like, oh, I just saw Perez, and then he's there, and then he's there. It's kind of like the Scottsdale thing. Or what was the original one where, like, you were just, he was just there for, like, a week, and you're hearing from all different people, like, holy shit, Bob, like, I just saw Perez here. It's like, yo, where are you? And then he comes back with 100 stories.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Just a big crowd of golfers.
A little easier to find, though.
Damn, dude.
Damn. We love our FP, man. We really do. But, I mean, the thing is with him is, like, any of these tournaments or stuff, sometimes I'll put my hand up. We'll be traveling and we'll be on the road for a lot. And then an opportunity to go to, like, a major championship comes up or something. And I'm just like, you know what? I'd love to go. But, like, I'd rather just kind of, like, recover and get back to home and see Nicole and, like, just get back. He is, like, so ready to jump at the opportunity to go, and it just shows how much more in love with the game of golf he is than we are. Like, I mean, I got to give it to him. He is a golf aficionado through and through, and he loves the game. He loves everything about it. And to be honest, we could probably be a little bit more like that. I mean, getting a chance to watch a major championship isn't something that everybody gets an opportunity to do.
I really am just a believer, though. And some people like going, by all means. Like, I like going on, like, a Thursday, I think, is great, but I love watching golf so much that I'd rather, like, even right now, with the major going on, I like seeing all the shots and whatnot, and when you do commit to the golf course, you really could just follow one group, and even then, it's hard to see the shots, but to get the all atmosphere of it and everything, I mean, I get that part.
Yeah, I will say the last one I went to was the Masters, and just sometimes, depending on where you're at, just being there, it's such a bucket list thing to do that you get a whole different appreciation for the course. And that was the biggest thing I took out of it, is, like, watching these guys, and we were sitting by the side of one of the greens. I don't remember which hole it was. And there was a shot from, I think, Matsuyama or somebody that looked so good. It hit the green. It was, like, so good. It spun, like, a couple rotations over, and it ran off the entire green because it was so undulated. And you're like, if you're watching that shot on TV, you don't get that appreciation for, like, just how tough and how challenging some of these courses are, especially in majors. Like, it's unbelievable how gifted these guys are, and to watch them make some of these shots, it's truly unbelievable. But I do agree, like, especially if you're wagering on it, if you're betting a matchup and you want to see what your guy's doing and what's happening, like, we're pretty fortunate now with the coverage that you got through ESPN and ESPN Plus, and then the main broadcast. You could pretty much watch a lot of it. Whereas for a long time, you got what they gave you. Like, you saw the main broadcast, and if the guys weren't in the mix, like, you just weren't watching it, you know? That's the beauty of now watching.
I'm with you 100%. I would, if you give me the choice between having a blast sitting or having a blast walking, I'm gonna sit.
It's one of the fatter comments you've made.
10 days out of 10. Sure.
But like, AC, it's fucking hot out there. Like you said, all the different matchups, firing in bets. I just see almost no upside for me to go to any sporting event ever again.
Jeez. I just said the other day you want to go to a Bruins game.
Yeah, hockey's a little bit different.
To the Florida Panthers.
I would go to the AC. And then if the Eagles were in, because of the AC.
It's a big thing.
And I'm definitely sitting. And but yeah, if the Eagles were in the Super Bowl or something like that, but I just have, I'm with you. I have no interest in going to live sporting.
See, but I think you're at the place now, though, where if the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I think you would want to watch that from home.
No.
I
probably would.
Right?
Depends on where they're playing, too. Like the one year that when they went to the Super Bowl, they were in Minnesota and it was freezing. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I'm on the couch.
Yeah.
In LA. Yeah. It was, I mean, would you want to go see the Jets play the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you would.
I'd be home for that.
You wouldn't go to watch the Jets in the Super Bowl?
The only thing that I would do is Yankees World Series would be different. Yankees World Series, that I would go. I'm a fake Jets fan. As a kid, I was always the same. Like, my fandom for the Jets isn't, I root for them for sure, but I'm not diehard the way I am for the Yankees. Yeah, I'm diehard.
You say that you don't like going to sporting events. You actually had a good time when we went to that Boston Celtics game.
That was great. I enjoyed
that. You had fun
there. Yeah, I really did.
That was nice to see.
That was good.
And it was a quick, easy in and out. Boston Gardens was awesome.
The live events that I'll go to all the time, and I had so much fun with you doing it. I would love to do with you.
I would go to that.
It's unbelievable.
I would.
It
When's 302?
It's like June 1st, June 2nd.
That's the Poirier round. One.
But it's not in Miami.
That's a great one.
It's in Vegas.
It's in the Prudential Center.
Oh, it's in New York.
Yeah. That night we had was one of the best nights of my life. I mean, that was a fucking
Miami blast. One. UFC 299.
It was so much fun. It was the perfect setup. It was a fucking blast.
We thought, and we were talking about it, we were like, there's no way 300 could beat this. 300 was better. 300 was unbelievable.
Yeah, 300 was insane.
But those two cards were so good, and then the last one in Brazil stunk.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Pop came over for that. Or another one of the best nights of my life came from UFC when you came over with my dad and Stevie.
That was for 300.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was just,
that was a blast
to see my dad with them. Like, there's a video I have where like Jets like wrapped around with my dad and as they're like watching because we're betting all the fights. Mm-hmm. That was so special. That was fucking, we could play that video. The video is amazing. Like,
He had like a sheet full of all the bets that he had. He came over prepared and he started hitting them. He started rattling off winners. And it was, and he was, you know, you guys were taking shots after every bet that would hit. And it was just a blast.
How did he get into UFC?
My dad?
Like, that's not a normal thing to get into, especially like I can't imagine my dad just starting to watch UFC.
It was,
like, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of closet about it. He like didn't tell anybody really about it. And like all of a sudden, just one day, I'm like, you know all this? And he's rattling off all these fighters. But a guy that he worked with, his daughter was married to John Jones. So he took him and my dad had to go into the hotel and pick up the tickets from John Jones. So imagine my dad going to the hotel and being on the phone with John Jones. It was.
We're dealing with a guy with a lot of time on his hand.
Yeah.
Like father, like son.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Good
a lot
stuff.
Of time.
Another thing to touch on, I think, to channel, by the way, really, we hit a little bit of lull with some of the videos that we had out. Back up and running now. The
bangers,
The FP one was awesome. The Barstool one, very, very unfortunate. I felt fucking terrible because I was
just a
liability.
We really didn't.
That's the one time that I really, on a golf course, really, really want to win, and I was pressing. just didn't have it, and it was just a liability. FP's playing his ass off. I thought you played fine.
I really came through at the end. I made some big moments at the end, but like, yeah, I rewatched it. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't as bad as I thought. Like, I thought I was truly horrid. But it's just, it's like, I feel like when we're in that dynamic and we're playing as a team, like, I really, for me, the biggest thing is I just want to feel like I contribute. You know what I mean? Like, if we could take a big putt, or I have a big drive, or if I have that big shot like I did on, was it 16 on that par 5 where I had the 200 plus yard shot and put it tight, like that to me is like, okay, I'm doing something for my team. I'm not just a dead weight anchor here. And I feel like that happens frequently when we play in these matches. So FP said something to me though, and I think I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that the next time we play in a match where it's the three of us against someone else, is he said something that I thought was very enlightened, is he's like, I'm just playing the round of golf as if I would be by myself. Like, I would have to make those shots regardless. So, like, that made me think, like, okay, you know what? He's actually right. And I feel like that might take a little pressure off me,
yeah,
and maybe just allow me to swing a little bit more freely. Because sometimes I think when you want it so bad, it actually, in golf, can be detrimental. You can actually force it.
That's like me. As I've wanted it more and tried harder, honest to God, I've gotten worse. As I've started going to the range and stuff, I've gotten worse.
There's moments where your game looks so good.
I know.
When we played in Caledonia, yeah. I looked at FP at one point. I'm like, I don't think Bob's ever looked this good. I think this is the best I've ever seen his game. You were dialed. You didn't use your driver. You were putting your smoke in your three wood. Everything was going down the fairway. You were making putts. You weren't making mistakes. You had that one blow up hole, but I mean, that was a tough shot that you had out of the bunker. But like, you really played great golf, and then you played really good too at TPC Scottsdale at the stadium course for the major. We shot like an 83 or 84. So like, you have it in you. I think it's just you and I are so inconsistent. And I know for a fact, for my swing, it's all based on timing because my swing is not good. So when it's good, when I have the timing down, I can stripe the ball. I can make contact. I can be good. But when it's bad, it's just really bad.
Yeah. But you don't, in your defense though, you're not out. Like, when you miss, you'll hook a ball, go way long. You're not out there shanking shots. I have a month or two of just dead shanks, you know?
What are your swing thoughts like?
Yeah, I would love.
There's a lot in there, man. There's a lot in there. Now, what it is just for me, it's just tempo. I just got to be slower. I just got to be.
Well, just say, just use that should be your swing thought.
Yeah, well, yeah, just slow.
What were your pitching thoughts when you were on the mound?
Like, you know what was good with pitching? I had so much more confidence pitching compared to golf that I wasn't thinking much on the mound. I'd been doing it for a while, and I just, I'm not to say I wouldn't get lit up some games. I had some games where it was just a bruiser, but my golf thoughts are a lot different than my baseball, because when I stand over a golf ball, I don't trust myself. I have more confidence in what I was doing.
You know what's tough? It happened to me too as well, is we both played in sports, and like, there's statistics that you can still find on the internet.
Oh, so mine people are will terrible. Pull
up like your ERA, or they'll pull up my goals against average that you played for Simon Fraser University, and they'll just send it to me, and I'm like, damn, dog. That's tough.
The thing about your ERA, though, was it was good the whole year until that last game.
Then it popped off.
Would you just get lit up?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was an appearance before that or two where it started to go downhill, and then the last game. Oh, did was that I the game, get lit did
you,
up?
Is that when you played against Mike Trout?
No. That was when I was really young.
You played against Mike Trout?
Yeah.
He struck him out.
Arsenal.
In high school?
Yeah.
You struck him out?
No, what? I didn't strike out Trout.
I thought you said you struck him out.
Struck out the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state championship.
It was a big player. Sure you did. Yeah, you did.
Pops must have been proud that day.
There's a picture of him in the stands when we win it, and he's like, yeah, it's unbelievable.
You pitched against Trout?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a kid.
Did he get a hit?
He hit a screaming line drive right at the center fielder where the center fielder caught it.
Oh,
he didn't have to. There was a kid on the team that was better than Trout, so we didn't really even know who he was at the time. Mm. I think he got better. Like, he was like a late bloomer.
That's pretty cool, though.
There's a kid named, his name was Eric Oliver. Big fella, just nasty. But yeah, another thing. Well, I was going to say, though, the Barstool video, the FP verse, I think we really do have a good feel on the videos that people are looking for and what our audience is looking for. And I think we're in a really, really nice groove. We want to get more of the behind the scenes going. I think you and Yaman have been going off editing.
18 hole bangers.
And I think a lot of these 18 hole videos, they just play better.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a question, I guess. It's, yeah, they definitely take more time, but they're definitely the episodes that seem to be doing a lot better for us, and we like making them. We, Yaman and I talk all the time, and I think you talked to him too. Like, we do just like them better as videos. They feel more complete because, you know, 18 holes is typically how you would play the game anyway. It's more enjoyable for the viewer, I think.
It's more work for you guys.
It is more work.
It's like two videos. Two videos in one, essentially.
Yeah. So it used to take, yeah, for sure. But it's worth it, and I think we've got a lot more coming up. So we've got Brant Snedeker coming up.
Yeah, that'll be
That's
great.
That's a great yeah, we've one, got, man. He was awesome.
The only downside to the 18, and we'll take the payoff any day, like the difference is you don't stack videos. We used to be able to really stack videos. Now with the 18s, we don't stack as much, but I'd rather have good videos that are coming out. That and obviously it's more work
it
for you guys.
It is anxiety-inducing, not stacking as many.
Sure.
But also stacking was a lot more important when we didn't live all in the same place.
Correct.
Now we can just go run out to a local golf course and shoot one.
It's true.
That's
talking about bangers, the pizza challenge.
Yeah.
Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. That seemed like it wasn't going to be difficult, and it turned out to be brutal. Because we ordered extra large, what was it, 20 inches?
It was 18, a big boy.
18, 20 inches.
Standard. 20 would be
It was
big.
20. It was.
Was it?
It was extra large.
It was definitely
to
bigger.
To the point when you told FP, he was like, damn, that's.
Well, yeah, to be honest with you, we, like FP, every time we order pizza, he takes it down a pie. I didn't think it would be. I thought it was going to be a Chick-fil-A situation where we needed to end up ordering more.
Mm. Oh, really?
I thought eight slices would be fine, but man.
Eight slices? And that pizza was. That was huge.
It was a big boy.
Huge pizza.
Was it good?
It was actually good.
That helped. It was
terrific. It was good. Yeah. But you know what it is I normally can put down a bunch of pieces. You have to eat all of that crust. And that crust is, that's the absolute bang job. So like I'd get through the pizza and then you'd be left with the crust and just be staring at you and you're like, oh my God. So in order to do that, I was just chugging water. Like I must have had five or six water bottles on the course and then I just felt like a million pounds.
Do you think it would have been easier? I wasn't there that day. I was sick, so I missed it. Do you think it would have been easier if you had, one could say it's more filling because it's more stuff, but if you had like a thing of ranch to dip the crust in, do you think that would have been easier?
You know what?
Could have been a lubricant.
I don't think that's crazy.
Because I was pounding water because like with the cheese and like the actual pizza, you can just eat it and you could force it down. With the crust, man, it's just so doughy and like you got to finish it. And like I was just pounding waters to get it down to like help.
Yeah.
And after like four or five water bottles, I felt like even probably it banged me more by drinking all that water because my mouth was so dry and I needed it.
I think with some of the challenges, like, and I won't reveal what, if we got past this one or not, for some of the challenges, the ones that we don't pass, I think we need to revisit. Like, I think we could very well revisit that donut challenge.
Sure. That's the big one.
Donut one, I think we could do. I think, like, if we went and did Krispy Kreme donuts and just did the standard
glazed,
yeah, I feel like we could do. The problem with the donuts is it's so sugary that your body isn't used to taking in that much sugar in that short of span. So for me, I don't know about you, I felt exhausted. Like I was ready to go and fall asleep by like the seventh hole, and I ate all the donuts, but it was like, damn, that was tough. Yeah, what was another hard one that we didn't do?
I think the hardest one that we've ever done. And this one, we ended up getting past it, but thank God. The milk and cookies in that heat.
That was tough.
Was one of the most gruesome. I felt leaving there so awful. And then the ones that fucked me up the most, the fireball challenge, I come out of there and I'm fucking hammered.
So my question is it a fail if we eat the item but we don't get the score too?
Yeah, you have to get both. 100%. Otherwise it's a fail.
Yeah, 100%. And I think
so. That means we have a few that we have a couple that we failed.
We've
in the
done
past.
Pretty well. We have the donut one.
Donuts.
We won't reveal the pizza. No, not the
pizza. But like, is there any other ones that
we
failed?
Yeah, there was for sure. There's definitely one more, right?
The beer one. Did we?
Did you get the score on the beer one?
I think we missed
the score. I think we didn't get the beer.
Me and you did it when we did ours, but then we...
You lost that one.
We did.
The beer one lost.
Yep.
We've never had a challenge where we've broken the score but couldn't finish the food or so. And again, without...
Well, the donut one, I remember that we knew the score wasn't coming. So you guys refused to do the rest of the donuts, and me being as dumb as I am, I said I'm going to power through and eat
it's
the 12.
It's not that we refused. We just, we knew that we were
Scooby
at a point.
Scooby looked like he was one donut short of passing out.
Yeah, him with those fritters, he never was going to get through with those fritters.
I
kind of
banged him there.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I mean, the guy didn't want the crullers. I mean, that's
we were also, you guys were prisoners of that Tim Hortons. Usually,
they didn't have enough.
The selection,
they were really selections were.
It was not there. So if we did it again around here and went to a Dunkin' Donuts or something or a local place, I think
Krispy Kreme would be good.
Sure, Krispy Kreme, great.
It would go down smooth.
Yeah, I think those are the style of donuts that would be the most conducive to being able to beat that challenge. Once you start throwing in chocolate and different variations of like apple fritters and stuff, like it just it's making it harder. Yeah. It's like making your taco supreme.
But you think the eating challenges are harder than the drinking challenges?
For sure.
You do?
For me, it is.
Because the thing about you is you get drunk very quickly.
I do.
Very easily. Like I even sure when do. They're not full-on drinking challenges and we'll just throw a twist in like with a fireball to do something, which you don't have to do. Like I'll notice you get drunk.
I feel it pretty. I've always been like that. Even in high school, I'd get banged up pretty fast.
Bob also pukes at most of these things, which allows him then to continue to like get a second wind. Whereas I have thrown up a couple times, but it takes for me to throw up. I will avoid throwing up at all costs.
I don't mind it.
I can't think of something I dislike more. Like there's very few things I dislike more than throwing up. So
you threw up at the milk and cookies one, right?
I had no, and I threw up in the Guinness one, and I threw up in.
Did you throw up at the Guinness?
Remember when I said I've done 8-9 beers, and then I said 8 3/4 because I just chuffed all over the place.
Oh,
we didn't get it on camera, but I was on the cart.
Because you walked away. You were a bull in a china shop in every part of your life, but you walked away so quietly.
I don't like people watching me puke.
Just puked because we took a little break. Like there was someone ahead of us that was taking a while around 7 or something. We took a little break and we're sitting there chatting.
I remember that, yep.
And you just walked away and
I don't like so people quiet. Watching me throw up. I don't like throwing up. I don't like anything about it. I hate it so much. That being said, Pete's Challenge coming out soon. Yeah, it's going to be a banger.
It's a good one. All right, let's get in a little
Before our last thing, too, we got to talk PGA Championship. I know we talked about it. Xander Schauffele, top of the leaderboard. And there, I went on. Yaman sent us a link the other day, and we went on, and sure enough, in the... I think it was an IG post that he did with PGA Tour because he shot the course record or something like that. 62, 9 under. And sure enough, they did the post and all comments, like the first 10 to 15 comments were like, when are you playing with Bob DeSorts? How come you didn't
play? Well, I forgot in that FP episode that I said to the camera, make sure you bust his balls. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Schauffele is one of my favorite. We have an ongoing thing. Like when he was in Augusta, like he keeps telling me that there's no way he'll come on Bob DeSorts. I texted him and I was like, hey, like if you decide to bail on Augusta, let us know we're around. Just 9 holes. Same shit. Did it with the PGA as well. But in all honesty, and I fuck around with him and he's the best. I want him on the channel so bad for a full 18 holes would be fucking amazing.
He's so funny and so witty, and I don't think people realize just how much he loves to trash talk. And Big Wave had told us actually that was the case. And then the last time that we got him on the channel, we were really the first time we were feeling him out, and he was kind of shit talking a little bit. That's when we played with Burns too. And then the last time we kind of knew what we were walking into, so you were giving it to him hard.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because we were just roasting his ass. But he
gives it right back too.
Yeah, there's that one great clip where he's where they were talking. It was him and Perez, and he was asking for the yardage.
Off 270.
270.
Yep.
What's 270?
What's 270?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's 270. Look at me.
What's 270?
Not me. The shot, dog. The shot. That's tough scene. That's tough scene. It's not that far off, right? It's not that far off.
You lie good enough? Jesus, dude.
I need to scramble, bro. Hey, come on, you're going to tease him. You're laying up.
He is right up our alley, man. I honestly, he fucks around. I do think we'll eventually get him.
He lives here, for God's sake.
I know.
We should be able to make that happen.
Does he live here right in Jupiter?
Yeah.
He just moved. Yeah.
Good for him.
All right.
So do you, Pop. So do you.
Sure.
You live
sure.
right here in Jupiter.
But I bet you his place has his AC working right now. That's
I bet his car's AC that's for
terrible.
Sure works.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I'm having a tough couple weeks.
The car AC went out, and now the apartment AC went out.
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time like at Targets, just walking around.
Panera Sip Club.
Sure, there. Panera. Yeah, we got some questions, right, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go into our question. Q&A time here with the Pop.
All right, let her eat, Pop. All right, first question comes from Ethan Watterson. What's everyone's favorite Jet moment?
Wow.
Oh, I got a lot of those, man.
There's some good ones. I'll let Bob go first because I'm sure he's got one that comes to mind. I'm trying to think of the best.
Oh, man. Fuck.
I'll give a quick one.
Yeah.
When we were in... I don't remember where we were. Maybe we were in Florida before we moved here, but we were staying in an Airbnb, and his room was right next to mine, and he came out early in the morning one day, and all of a sudden, he just had a goatee, and he's never done anything like that. Oh, I remember. And he was like, yo, Pop, seriously, like, how's this look? Like, do I look ridiculous? And I was like, kind of. And FP was like, no, I love it. I was like, you can't do that. And so then he went back in, didn't tell anyone. I thought he was just going to shave it off because he was so insecure about it. And then he comes back like 10 minutes later, and it's just the mustache. And he's like, better? And I was like... Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then he did that for 3 months or however long it was, but that was just, he's just such a nut that.
Remember when you did it when you had the beard or whatever, and we started ripping him, and he came off, he came back out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He already
Every
ripped
time
off.
You fuck up facial hair, like remember with me at Quail Lodge, and then you come into the group and it's like, this is going to be tough. I'll give you one of my favorite Yaman moments is we were in Scottsdale when he tripped on the stairs and went down like a bag of bricks. And we started laughing, and he said he wasn't stomping his feet going up, and we
great.
Got into a whole thing. I thought that was hysterical, but I low-key, my favorite times with him are when we have gone out, when he's willing to like commit to getting banged up with the boys.
Yeah.
That's been some of the most fun, because it's just like, he just gets, like, I remember the first time in Orlando, was it? With Ferg?
That was Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was, and then the Riot House. He was out of control.
Yeah, he's got the hiccups.
That was tough.
I would say overall the things that, like, when I look back and like that I just really I would say appreciate is when Bob DeSports was really doing bad and like really struggling, and he would come over every day from like morning to night, being together all the time. There's just so many funny moments that we had through that, and like, I don't know, I just think the grind of it all, I really, really appreciated, and it was fun, and we were struggling, and like, it was a mix of panicking, yet also having a blast together. So I think just that whole journey of those times of him just showing up, to where he stopped even saying like, I'm coming over, I just knew he would just be there.
A lot of pasta sisters,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hit him, Pop.
Next question comes from N.Noonam 34. What celebrity would play Joe in a movie?
Oh, that's a great Jack Black.
You know, earlier today we were shooting a basketball thing, and you said that he reminded you a lot of the guy, the friend in Along Came Polly. who's just like tossing.
Make it rain. Who's that? Because he would just like barrel in and then he just fly. And it just all of a sudden the ball's in the air. You know what I mean? Like there's no like lead up. He's just boom, 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 boom. It's in the air.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is the actor's
name. That's really good. I never would have got that.
Yeah, RIP.
Who would you Yeah, who would you want?
Like to play you?
I would have to see the auditions to see who.
Maybe an unknown.
Yeah, listen, it doesn't need to be a big name. It just needs to be somebody who can, you know, effectively, like,
get the job done.
Yeah, personify.
I thought you were going to say, like, Leonardo DiCaprio or something.
Like. Come on. Now, if it was a sporting thing, and people say that I have resemblance to, like, Jason Day, just a thicker Jason Day, much thicker. So maybe if it was a golf thing, Jason Day.
Who would you want to play you, Pop?
You know who I think would be good would be Zach Galifianakis, too. I think he'd probably need a wig, but I think he's got the gut.
I think he's bigger than I am, Pop.
No, he's lost weight recently, but like he can play outrageous very well. He's hilarious. I thought that was a compliment.
Sure.
Pop,
sure.
Who would you want to play you?
Oh, it's the guy, Chris Pratt. That's,
it would make the most sense.
Or Paul Rudd, maybe.
Paul Rudd is good.
Good.
Yeah. Who? What about you? Wyndham Clark?
I don't know.
It's tough.
You don't have a guy in mind?
Like, who's your favorite actor?
Denzel Washington.
That's not going to work.
I guess that wouldn't work out too well. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd have to be an interpretive movie.
All right.
An experimental film.
All right, one more, Pop.
Okay, this one comes from Cled4022. When are we getting the blue whale, Tony Finau?
It's great view, man. Oh,
man.
I was repeating it the other day to you, I think, Joe. If there's certain people that, if they ever open the DMs from me, as much as I want them to open it, it would be horrifying because there's just years of DMs. I don't think that I've ever DM'd a guy more to come on the show or collab with us more than Tony Finau.
Really?
Oh, I have DM'd him for I would enjoy that so much. I think it would be a fucking ball.
Has he seen them?
Not one.
Really?
His family followed me. His wife sees the stuff.
You can go in on Instagram. You can unsend the message.
I might need to do that. But you know what? If he opens it, at least he'll see that, you know, I really want him on at least. He might be terrified.
Message his son.
His son had mentioned me when I was in like an IG live with him. There's nothing that I would appreciate that Tony Finau and the Spitting Chicklets guys.
Oh yeah, those.
You got the follow from Biz Nasty.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Didn't you not have it just like 2 days ago?
We were talking about it on the Brilliantly Dumb show.
Oh, when did that? Did he hear the show? And then
so somebody who's friends with him actually sent me a screenshot of their conversation. I sent it to Bob. And he's like, you got to follow Joey. And he's like, I'm terrible with the internet. I don't know who that is. And I was like, damn. But then he must have gone and followed and realized, because he follows Bob and FP. Mm. So he must have gone and was like, oh, this is part of the Bob to Sports guys. And then he hit me follow back. And I think he's hilarious. And then you know who else messaged me? And I just followed him back is Keith Yandel. So they were both on the hockey night in Canada on the panel together. Mm-hmm. So maybe there was something back and forth there.
Could be.
I love hockey guys. I think they're the salt of the earth. They're the best fucking guys. They're the most fun to hang out with. They are just real dudes. And like I think like those Spitting Chicklets, Biz Nasty and Whitney, I think they would be exceptionally good on Bob to Sports.
I think what I we really could do, because they only have two guys and Whitney's really good. He's like a scratch. Whitney could take two shots. So Whit gets two shots at it and then
do they
Biz.
Ever play with a third? Do they ever have like another guy?
No, it's in? it's really just them two. And if you give Whitney two shots, we'd be in trouble, even though we have FP. Whitney's a stud.
So. Well, on the show they have RA, but he doesn't play golf. Yeah.
I'm not even a huge hockey guy. I still enjoy listening to their pod. I think they're great. Good.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. All right, this one comes from Kevin.Lynch05. Who is the most likely to cause a cart to fall over?
What? Let's ask another question. What are we talking?
Oh, I think there's an obvious answer,
to fall over.
Yeah,
Joey D hasn't been in an accident for 10 years.
Sure.
So he's
I do drive the cart recklessly. Maybe it's me. FP actually drives the cart very well.
He's put the cart in some uncomfortable situations before.
Me?
No. FP has.
Really?
Where he's on the side of the hill, but he always assures me that the weight's on the right side. He's going to keep it down. But it's, I'm uncomfortable when he does that. This one comes from JT Seed 10. If you had to pick one person from the group to be your roommate for life, who is it?
I could, wow. I could deal with probably any guy, any of the guys.
I think there's like only one good answer. Maybe two. You would be good, but I think Yaman would be the best answer.
I think so too. I think that's the best. Because he does his own thing, mm-hmm. and then it'll come when need be. I think mm-hmm. a lot of us, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. What would you think, Joe? But I would think, yeah, Yaman would be good because he really just is immersed in his own thing. So you still get your space, and then you get
I feel like Ticket and I could. I mean, Ticket actually lived with me for a while, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. As long as there's a separate room, so like my snoring doesn't cause any impact. I could also live with Bob.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a blast. I mean, I'd have a camera in my face at all hours of the fucking day, but some would say that maybe that would improve the you know, the quality of the content that we're putting out,
because
we'd
get more
of it. A lot of behind the scenes. People love the behind the scenes. I'm pretty easy when it comes to like being in a space with someone else and living. Like, I'm pretty easy in my own way. Like, I don't ask for much. Like, I just like to have somebody who's my friend.
I love.
Was I difficult to live with?
No, you weren't.
Just loud.
No, you're loud is the thing.
Well, that's why I said if you had me a separate room. But, like, we had a lot of fun. I don't think we ever got into it or didn't see eye to eye. Like, I think we had a good time. And FP, every time he would come, like, when we first started filming, he'd come and stay with me. Like, we had a good times too. Now, I think as long as there's two bedrooms, so you have your separation, then that's fine. But I'm pretty easy going. I think I could do either you two, Yaman. I could do Perez. I'm pretty easy going. Now, my snoring and my loudness and watching the game, I'd probably be the last pick on everybody's list. But that's neither here nor there.
All right, boys. Nice little pod here, a little weekend pod here from the boys. Not sure exactly when this will be getting released, but a lot of new content on the horizon. We love you, folks. We appreciate you. That has been another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast. We'll see you next time.